Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Thank you, Engineer Sam Isoke. Yeah, let's appreciate him with a big hand clap. Yes, you're all welcome. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you, especially Martinson. Martinson hasn't been here for 2 months. Yeah, that's a long time. Okay? Yes, he was in Tanzania, isn't it? Not Kenya. Tanzania. Okay, he was in East Africa. Even as he remained, well, we're also in East Africa. Yes, but good to see you. I expected you to be here. So when I came, I asked your friend Mwanga that where's Martinson. He came back the other week. Okay. Hallelujah. I know everything that happens with my friends. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Flora, good to see you. You also, were you in East Africa, in Toro? Eh? Near Congo somewhere. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Do you know that there are Batore in Congo? Who knows? Eh? You know, eh? Yeah, there are Batore in Congo. In fact, there's a kingdom. You know that, don't you know? Eh? No, those are different. Those are actually even in Uganda. They're in Uganda. But there are Batore in Congo. Speak pure Toro. I will share with him those what? Clips. Or you ask Mwenda. Okay? They have a king visited King Oyo. Speak Rutoro, not a language that is like Rutoro, but it's not Rutoro. Hallelujah. That's what I was telling you last week. All those regions close to borders, eh? You can never really what? It's not worth like fighting for your tribe, especially against the people on the other side. Because you might actually be cousins. But the white man one day came and what? Drew a line. Okay? Or your descendants fled. Now like Sam is okay. Your descendants could have fled from what? Congo to Toro. Because there was no what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Anura, from Rwanda to Kabale. You understand? Now you're there fighting Banyarwanda. Say those people, but your cousins, man, your brothers. Because remember when you flee, there's some people who remain, isn't it? Then over the years, you get separated. Your grandchildren don't know each other. Okay? But when actually you're fighting your brother in what? In Rwanda. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah, but how did I get there? Talking about what? Asking what? Yes, Flora. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Yeah, but God is good. God is good. Good to see all of you. Christina, good to see you. Hallelujah. There's someone I saw and I didn't see his sibling. Oh, yes. I was going to ask Kwezi that where is Nkwanzi? Because when I came in, she wasn't in the room. So I thought, you know, that Nkwanzi used to be my very good friend. Hallelujah. Amen. But now we are what? We are just high. But some time ago, we used to be very good friends. Glory be to God. Isn't that Nkwanzi? Eh? Isn't that so? Okay. But I think when I started to ever talk about Manchester City, Guardiola, our KB became what? Different. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, but good to see all of you. And I'm sure Dennis Mujimba has sent us greetings. Did he not? Don't lie. He did. Yeah, that's the truth. Most men don't send what? Greetings. They just say, I mean, we're all around. Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Now, sometime 6 years ago, on 8th September, okay, so 6 years ago, that is 2019, okay, we celebrated our fifth church anniversary, okay? Glory be to God. So 2019, okay? So we celebrated our fifth anniversary in 2019 because the church began in 2014, okay? Now, ideally, we should have celebrated this day like on 1st, isn't it? Okay, but it was on 8th. I wanted to remember why we celebrated it on the 8th. But then I remembered, I think Juliana wasn't going to be around on the 1st or something like that. Okay, because when Juliana was still with us, if there was a big event, like an anniversary, okay, me, I had to what's the word? We schedule with such events around her. Glory be to God. Because she was very key. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I think that's why we had it on the 8th. Hallelujah. Now, 4 days later, on the 12th, okay, Esther, Bruce's wife, had a dream which indicated that we were supposed to have another praise and worship service. Glory be to God. Amen. 4 days later, okay, Esther is like, I don't remember this. Okay, 4 days later, okay, a dream came that God wanted another praise and worship service, okay? And to show that God was very serious about it, the following month, on 7th October, Esther again had another dream. Glory be to God, that we are supposed to have another worship service. Glory be to God. Now, for I think reasons which I don't remember, but maybe again it had to do with Juliana's presence and absence, and I think also the preparations for that day. Okay, we decided to hold. We decided that we shall have that service on 27th October. Okay, so that is like 20 days after 7th. Okay, glory be to God. Now, I was so curious why God wanted us to have a worship service just after we had had one. Okay, we had had one of the anniversary. Okay, so I was curious. I was like, why? You know, why that soon? Okay, why is God showing us that he really wants another worship service? Hallelujah. Now, on Saturday, 26th, before the service on 27th, I went to watch football in a Chivanda. Okay, some public place. Okay, I went to watch football. Arsenal was playing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Christine, they want to talk about football now. She only wants scriptures. And that's what I'll do. Yeah, but Arsenal was playing. Now, as I watched the game, the question, why does God want another worship service, was on my mind. And I really wanted an answer. So as I watched football, I also began to pray in tongues. Glory be to God. In a public one. But I was praying in tongues, but no one could hear me. You know, you can pray in tongues under your breath. Okay, without distracting anyone. Hallelujah. without appearing like a madman. Amen? And so, that's what I did, okay? I'm watching football. Arsenal is scoring. Arsenal left, right, and center. It is what? Was scoring. But at the same time, I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, asking God, why another worship service? Glory be to God. Now, as I did that, in the midst of watching the game, God spoke to me. Hallelujah. Many of you remember all this. Amen? God did what? He spoke to me. Okay? And he told me that he's asking for a worship service, just as he asked Abraham for his son, Isaac. Glory be to God. And he told me that our worship service is going to be a sacrifice, just like Abraham offering Isaac to God was going to be a sacrifice unto God. Okay? And he spoke to me and said that when you hold that worship service tomorrow, I will do with you, or I will do with you, is that correct English? I'll do with you what I did with Abraham when he offered Isaac unto me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22 and we read a few scriptures concerning that story of Abraham offering Isaac unto God. So Genesis chapter 22 from verse 1. It says that, now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Then God said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. Okay? Now, it's interesting that Abraham talked about going to worship. Isn't it? Okay, remember, God had told him, go and offer unto me your son. Okay? Now, Abraham is saying, I am going to worship. Okay, now, when I read that, God was like, exactly that. Okay, for you, I'm asking for your worship. And you remember, Abraham was to offer his son, his only begotten son whom he loves. Basically, he was offering unto God his best. Or rather, God was asking for his best. Glory be to God. And now, here, our best has always been praise and worship. Glory be to God. And now God was like, offer unto me your best. And your best is worship. The same thing that Abraham was going to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is verse what? That is verse 5. Verse 6 says that, so Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. Glory be to God. Now let's jump to verse 9. Verse 9 says that, then they came to the place of which God had told Abraham. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Okay? Let's say this was, it's okay. Okay? So it's okay. Stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay who? Kwezi or Manz? Okay? Kwezi. I won't ask why some people want others. Glory be to God. But you see how Nkwanzi would survive, man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? But the angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. And God said to him, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Glory be to God. Okay, so God told me also that if you do not withhold your best, okay, that which I'm asking for, worship, okay, just like Abraham did, then I will do with you what I did with Abraham. Hallelujah. And what was that? Okay, that you find it in, let's start from verse 15. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, By myself I have sworn. Okay? By my what? By myself I have sworn, says the Lord. Because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I'll bless you, and multiplying, I'll multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sun which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Why? Because you have obeyed my voice. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When Abraham agreed to offer unto God his best, okay, God made an oath. Okay, God swore by himself. Okay? Nkwanzi, when it says that God swore by himself, that blessing I'll bless you and multiplying I'll multiply you, it means the blessing had to happen, okay, no matter what. The multiplying of Abraham's descendants had to happen. Like nothing, absolutely nothing could stop it. Because God swore by himself. And God, you see, when someone swears, okay, makes an oath by someone else, okay, now that is shaky ground, okay? It is not a firm ground. It is not, what's the word, written on stone. Eh? You see, it can fail to come to pass. Because that person, now, for example, okay, if you're a child, okay, if you're a child, and then you make an oath to someone and say that, I swear, I make an oath by my father, okay, that I will indeed pay you your money. Hmm? Now, you can fail to pay that money because your father can run out of money and he didn't have the money to give you as a child to pay your debt, isn't it? The worst case scenario is your father can pass away before he gives you money to pay, isn't it? But if it is God who made the oath that I swear by myself, okay, that I'll give you the money to pay That has to come to pass. Because God will always exist. God has always existed. He exists and he will always exist. God has no beginning and God has no what? Has no end. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when God says that, I swear by myself. Okay? It is now not just a promise. Okay? God has bound his hand. Okay? And he has put the promise, or he has sealed it in such a way that nothing, absolutely nothing can touch it. Okay? Even Abraham here couldn't mess up the fulfillment of that oath. You understand? Because God swore by himself, Abraham here has nothing to do with the promise. Do you understand how powerful this is? You see, an oath is different from a promise. Okay? An oath is different from a mere prophecy. You know, eh? Of course, a prophecy is not mere. But what I'm saying is, an oath is something greater. A promise from heaven, and by now you know it, most of you. A promise from heaven can fail to come to pass. Glory be to God. Brian, isn't that so? Hallelujah. Okay? Brian atambula ne Bible school. Mwino kumwevu zako kwa. Okay? A promise from God can fail to come to pass. Glory be to God. For example, God can give you, Mr. Sam, it's okay. God can give you a promise in a dream that Moses Musinguzi will give you money. You know, and let's say you receive all confirmation that that dream was from heaven. Maybe, okay, like even me, okay, the day you dream that I'm supposed to give you money, I also dream that I'm supposed to give some money. So I know it. So Isoke's dream was from heaven. Okay? But as a human being, I can jam later. Okay? I can say, you know what? You know, I found, and sometimes you jump for good reasons. Okay? Good is not always godly. Please remember that. Okay? Good is not always of God. Okay? So, as I'm coming to church and I have Sam's money, I can get to the traffic lights. Then I see a beggar. Oh, a beggar is lame. He's being carried. Then I get moved by human compassion. Then I say, but Sam is okay. The other day, he testified that he was paid a salary. Cut it, but now, God, this poor man. God, also you see. You understand? Sam is okay, at least I can. Then I go, you know, then I give the what? The poor man, the beggar, money, which I was bringing to Sam, which God had told me to give to Sam, which Sam had dreamed. All right? So I've done a good thing, Oria, to give the beggar money, but I've done a wrong thing. The money wasn't for the beggar. Okay? And that's one of the things. Don't always think that human emotion, mere human compassion is God. Okay, and so, by my action of giving away the money that was for Sam, okay, the promise, okay, that I'll give money to Sam, fails to what? Fails to come to pass. So, did God lie, Flora? No, he didn't lie. But he was using human beings who have a will to obey or to disobey. Glory be to God. But somehow, God will handle Sam Bambi. God will do what? How, I don't know. Those are his. Then for me, I guess I'll have of course, I'll have to go and what? Ask forgiveness from heaven. God say, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Now, so you see, a word from heaven not coming to pass was through me. Maybe now God can get Martinson. Martinson, you be the one. You are privileged to be used of you. Okay? Give him the money. Because my servant Moses disobeyed. You see what I mean? Or it might not even be a human being. God can maybe just give you an increment that month of 100K. And you might not realize that actually God gave you the money. Because for you are waiting for a human to give it to you. And so you see, a word from heaven, okay, can fail to pass. But not an oath. An oath is different. Glory be to God. An oath, God swearing by himself. Okay? The same example. Now, if in Mr. Isoke's dream, God made an oath and said that I swear by myself, okay, that Moses Musinguzi will give you money today. Hallelujah. Now, that one, whether Moses Musinguzi wants it or not, he is going to do it. You understand? But it won't be by force. I don't know what happens in the spirit realm, how God does it. Okay? To the effect that by all means, you see, Moses gives Sam is okay, that money. So it's different from the first illustration. Glory be to God. Now here, Abraham, there's no way, there's nothing Abraham was going to do, okay, to fail the coming to pass of what? Of that oath. Like an oath means something is sealed. It is sure, it is done. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, God makes an oath to Abraham. Okay? That blessing, I'll bless you. And what did he mean by that? He meant multiplying, I'll multiply you. Okay? He makes that oath to him after Abraham has obeyed God in offering his best unto God. Glory be to God. Okay, now remember, God told me, if you also offer me your best as I requested or as I asked, I will do with you what I did with Abraham. I will make an oath. Glory be to God. I will make an oath. Okay, that what I promised you as a church will by all means come to pass. Glory be to God. That's why the Lord told me as I watched football. Because I was asking him, why are you asking for a worship service? Just after we have had one during the anniversary. Okay? And God was like, because I want to make an oath to you. Okay? In the past, I've just been giving you promises that I'll do this with you. I'll do this for you. Like as a church, you become great, okay? You become Christ for the nations, all right? Then God is like, now I want to turn those promises into something that cannot fail to happen, okay? I want to make an oath, okay? But you must first give me your best. You must do what Abraham did. You remember? Abraham said, I'm going to worship. And God was asking us for worship. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that means that on 27th October, 6 years ago, all right, when we did what? When we had that worship service, God made an oath to us. Okay? That blessing, I'll bless you, Eleti. Multiplying, I'll multiply you, okay, and you shall be so many And in verse 18, you will be a blessing to the nations. Just like he told us as we began the church, okay? Christ for the nations. So now God was saying that by all means, that will happen. No one can stop that one. Glory be to God. Other things can be stopped. Other things, the devil can fight so hard. And you stop them, okay, by our cooperation with him. All right? But this one, okay, it cannot be stopped. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, so that was on 27th. Okay? Now, by the way, I began to think about this day, okay, after last Sunday. Okay? Like, I began to think about it that, hey, you know, 27th is coming. Glory be to God. I began to think about it. Okay, I'm like, it will be 6 years. But it feels like it was last year. Like, it's like so recent. So recent, isn't it? Hallelujah. So I began to think about it. Okay, think about it. Okay. Then, the interesting thing, and by the way, today is 26. So it is exactly 6 years. Hallelujah. Since God made that oath to us. Glory be to God. So I began to think about it, and I was like, hey, in fact, I should what? I should talk about it on Sunday. Glory be to God. Then as I thought about it, I realized that it is actually, what's the word? In a sense, it is connected with what we have been talking about the last two Sundays. You know what we've been talking about the last two Sundays? We've been talking about Israel, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Glory be to God. And their land. Hallelujah. And God was like, you see, okay, that shows that what you've talked about the last two Sundays has been of me. Just like even Munchkin, Ubuju dreamed, okay? He shared with me his dream on Sunday. You are here. Hey, you missed. Hey, Ubuju dreamed. Glory be to God. In fact, I gave him a car, what? It's called a what? A car. No. Anyway, I gave him some what? Money. I took him outside after the service. He narrated the dream properly because his parents were what? Were not so good with what? With the husband first tried, then the wife was like, no. Then she came. Yeah. So for me, I was like, I'll deal with Buju. Hallelujah. So I took him outside and he told me everything. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, so you see, it's connected. Because remember, we've been talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And now this, you see, glory be to God. And I was like, wow, indeed God wants us to what? To remember 27th October 2019. Okay? And more than that, he also wants us to know that he remembers the oath that he made. Glory be to God. He remembers, just as our what? Someone slide shows. Glory be to God. Okay? God remembers that oath. Hallelujah. Okay, God can never come and say that, you know what, that thing was messed up by this and this and this. Hallelujah. Okay, Pastor Moses gave away the 50K, which was supposed to do. No, that one, like, basically it means that no one in this church can fail the multiplying and multiplying to fail to come to pass. Absolutely no one. Because God swore by himself. Hallelujah. No one outside LET can make that, can stop it from happening. Grace Reagan's witchcraft cannot. Hallelujah. It's like the promise is sealed, nothing can touch it.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If one day when the worship team refused to sing, it will still come to pass. Glory be to God. You understand? Because that one, God made an oath. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah? Grace, joy. Do you know what that word means? Okay? What is it in French? By the way, Grace Joy told me that she's better than you at French. She beat me a whisper. Yeah? She beat me a whisper that these days I'm better than what? But mommy, I think, has your pronunciation of the words is better than her. But very soon you'll also surpass her. Glory be to God. You know, Grace Joy is doing French classes. Hallelujah. What? Okay. There's someone else also who's what? Anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. My wife did French. You were in the same class, isn't it? And she said she didn't remember nothing. For me, I did French and German for French for 1 year, German 2 years. Okay, French, I don't remember anything. Okay? Okay, German, I remember how to greet in the morning and in the afternoon. Okay? Afternoon, Guten Tag. Respond. Don't just, what? Look at me. Hallelujah. But today as we came to church, my daughter saying that she's going to do art. Then I remembered how I used to be the last in art, man, in our class. I used to be the last. Do you remember our art teacher? He was called Mr. Retire. Ernest, I think. Ernest, Retire, man. I used to be the last. You know, I can't draw like a chair. You told me to draw a chair, what? So it looks like a chair. I can't, man. Hallelujah. But there's some girl I met who told me she's under. No, I think it was Jade. You remember Jade was under it? She said, okay, you can. You know, you can learn. I said, what? You can learn and you become a. Yes, you can learn. Now that revelation, man. She said, you can learn, actually. But I just went to what? Something else, because that was nonsense to me. But I used to be the last. Now, in our class or school, you'll be ranked in every subject. Okay? Every subject you'll be ranked. So you get like an 8 in math, then they'll write maybe 2nd out of 50. English, 65. 17th out of 50. Then they add, then they will give the overall A. So art, I used to be the last. But I don't know, on my report, it was always 45th out of 50. So I realized, I think I was right, and I'm right, that Mr. Retire, Ernest, never wanted to just to be right 50th out of 50. Because you see those results, because remember those, the arts, whatever, they used to add up all the marks you'd get, like every week, from beginning of term to the end. Okay? And every picture I would draw, week one, week two, week three, I'll be the last. So now, who are those 5 guys I used to beat? You understand? They were not there. But Bambi, Mr. Ernest, I think, was a nice guy. He said, there's no way I can write on a child's what? Report 50th out of what? E. Glory be to God. But why I'm telling you that? Anyway. Okay, French. Yeah, hallelujah. But how did we get there? Okay, now, but school, you know, yeah.
A very great doctor? Is the word great? Like if you're a very good doctor. Okay, there's a very good doctor in town. Okay, He's actually the one who's treating my mother because my mother got some issues. So I took him to a hospital and I phoned that doc there. So he's the one who's attending to her. Now, that guy, we're in the same class. Okay? Senior one, senior four, same house. Then he was told not to come back to Ichisubi, to Smack, because he was a stubborn guy. So he went to Budo. Okay? Went to King's College. He batted in King's College, then we met again in medical school. Hallelujah. Now, that guy was also stubborn. Instead of reading his books, was always in staff, you know. Of course, even me had my own issues. Now, one time, okay, during the term, I landed on his report. Okay? You people, you call them report cards. First, we say, you just say report, isn't it? Yeah. So anyway, I landed on his what? Report card. Some of you had come back from home with it. Okay? And for some reason, he had dropped it somewhere. So, man, I landed on it. Then I unfolded it to you, and I saw, I read the name, so and so. Okay? He's a good doctor now in town and very rich. Okay? Then I read, I saw his what? Opposition. Last, you know, the previous term. Okay? And man, Sam, the guy had been the last man. Sam knows. Okay? His reports, the position in his stream, it was written 53rd out of 53. The guy had been the last one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But maybe God had made an oath to him because the guy batted, okay? Batted means like he did very well in senior four, okay? But I beat him. Glory be to God. But anyway. Then, because he was a stubborn chap and he had been refused to come back to Ichisubi, to Smack, he went to Budo. He batted, came to med school. Hallelujah. Maybe there was an oath that whatever happened, this guy has to become a doctor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anyway, but what I was telling you is that God remembers his oath to our church. Glory be to God. God remembers that oath. The oath he made 27th October 2019. Glory be to God. Okay? The promise of us being multiplied, becoming a multitude, just as Abraham was to become a multitude. No one, absolutely no one can stop it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The church administrator can't stop it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Matayo, you can't. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Moses can't. Like, there's nothing I can do that can stop that thing from happening. Because now, it is not just a dream. It was not just a dream. It was not just a prophecy. Okay? God upped it from being just a dream, from being just a prophecy, to being an oath. And he swore by himself, not by someone else. He didn't say, as long as Kelvin is in your church, okay, then you become this. No, no, no. He didn't attach it to anyone. Okay? He said, I swear by myself. Me, who is omnipotent, okay? Me, who is, like, who has always been, okay? I have no beginning, I have no end. I swear by me, okay? You will be multiplied. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God wants us to remember that. Hallelujah. He wants us to also know that he remembers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Multiplying, we shall be multiplied. And we shall be a blessing to the nations. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 6. Just to again show you by scripture the power of an oath. Okay? An oath from God. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 13. It says that, for when God made a promise to Abraham, okay, so first it was a what? A promise, okay? For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying what we have read, isn't it? Surely, blessing I'll bless you, and multiplying I'll multiply you. And so, after he had patiently endured, he, Abraham, obtained the promise. Then he says that, for men indeed swear by the greater. And an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Okay? Now, we'll stop there. Just pause there, okay? He says that an oath for confirmation is an end of all dispute. Okay? Omuntu bwalayira kiba kiwedde. Okay? There's that, anyway, when someone makes an oath, it's like, it is for sure, what they have said is going to be done. Now, that's the same thing with God, okay? So, for men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus, God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, okay? Abigail, the immutability. You know how to mute? To mute is to take off sound, isn't it? Now, immute, it is to not to take, so it is the opposite of mute, isn't it? So God, determining to show more abundantly to Abraham and Isaac and what? And Jacob, the immutability, as in this thing cannot be muted. It cannot be stopped. It cannot be negated. All right? He did what? He confirmed it by an oath. Glory be to God. When God makes an oath, the promise is immutable. The promise is what? Immutable. Glory be to God. And now, that's what we have, LAT. That's what? Now, that also means that until that promise comes to pass, we can never go off the scene. Glory be to God. The implications are great. We can never go off the scene. Because you see, God has to make sure that we still exist because we have to become, because multiplying has to multiply us. You can't multiply zero, can you, Mkwanzi? Zero times any number is zero. So that means God has to make sure that LAT will always have some people, even if they're just two. Okay, four. Hallelujah. Geraldine, Moses, Isoke, whatever. Four. God is like, yeah, that's a charge. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Isoke goes to China. He loves China a lot. He tells Utumhaire that, you know what? I feel we should shift to China. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay. That was all. God will always make sure that at least more than one person remain in unity. Because he has to have something to multiply with. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now that also means that until this promise comes to pass. Yeah? Like, no one, absolutely no one, can bring LAT to a stop and it ceases to exist. Hallelujah. That means we shall always have some money to pay our bills. Glory be to God. That is why, unknown to you, okay, on Sunday you come with some money. You don't know that God is what? Hallelujah. Man, there are things, you know, usually, actually, every week, yeah, Rachel updates me about the giving, the things which has paid for. And man, I get amazed. I just get amazed at how God does this thing. Like how he provides for us. You understand? I just, when like you least expect, because the times when the giving is the usual, eh? For quite some time, the usual, thank you, it's okay. The usual, you know, just enough to pay the bills, you know, okay? Then there are times when you're like, this week, are we going to pay our bills? Okay? Because maybe you are 7 in charge that day. Now, I don't know what happens on those days. Either there's an angel who comes and puts in an offering, netumura, or someone in that week, one of you got a lot of money that week, and then you decided to bring what? Some of it to church. And then you are like, man, God, you're just... Glory be to God. I'm telling you, the finances of LATA, for me, that's why, man, like I went on a chill, I'm like, but this thing, man, it sorted me out. Glory be to God. In so many things concerning money for LATA, I can have a constant, okay, for my personal, what's the word? Money for me. Is that English? Money for me. Jera, is that English? Money for me. You know, eh? Now I can be like, you know, eh? But now with LAT man, I'm like, God, you made an oath. So that means that we always have to exist. Okay? And God does that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that means that, like, we cannot be like money to keep us operating can never cease to come. Glory be to God. So that one now, I don't have to, the pastor and the elders and Rachel and Mark, whoever, Esther, they don't have to worry about that one. Okay? The other week, Rachel goes to the bank, okay, to withdraw money, to do some things, okay, for the church. And then she's told that, you know what? You cannot access the bank account. You can deposit, but you can't withdraw. But she wanted to withdraw. Told her no. Okay? Now, a few days later, we need money to sort out some things in the church. Okay? And I asked Rachel, how much money, because she usually says, she always saves every week. She puts aside money, like she takes off a tithe, then she saves some. So I asked her, how much money would you have in cash? Because remember, we can't withdraw. Okay? Then the money that she had was more than enough to sort out all the things she needed to sort out concerning the church. Isn't that amazing? Glory be to God. So we couldn't access our account, but God is like, I'll take care of you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? But of course, she's doing what the bank requested so that we can be able to what? To access it. You see what I mean, eh? Okay? They just needed some form, what, you know, eh? Glory be to God. So money, that can't be an issue anymore since God made that oath. 27th October, okay? Joanne, 6 years ago. Today is 26th October, exactly 6 years ago. Okay? And as I thought about this, God confirmed to me that, yes, we should talk about this, the oath I made. Okay? Because it connects with what you've been talking about. Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. Okay? Because this oath was made to who? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Glory be to God. And I said, wow, God, you know, you can just use us as pawns. So yeah, I was preaching my things. Little did I know that God was setting me up for today. Okay? To let us know, okay, put up whatever, so that, Mrs. is okay, we can see it, that God remembers his oath. The oath he made unto us exactly 6 years ago. Okay? So money cannot stop LAT from existing. Because God made an oath, we shall always exist. Hallelujah. Okay? If it is to remain four people in the church, God is like, that's okay. Because I swore that you always exist so that you multiply abundantly. Okay? So that means that those four who remain, okay, somehow, I don't know how God will use them to pay for whatever has to be paid for. Okay? Oh, God, at that time, will what? Will make us friends with Mr. Trump. Glory be to God. Mr. Trump, now to Lidagamba, man, over his son-in-law, Kushner, he's called Kushner, is it? Jared, is it? Kushner, yes, I think it's called Jared, Kushner. His son-in-law is Jewish. Then he gets to hear of some guys in Africa who love Israel. Hallelujah. Then he says, Bulimwez on the house. Eh? How many dollars? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that means that money, as I said, is not an issue. That also means that no one in this church can do anything to cause this from coming to pass. Because it wasn't just a dream. It wasn't just a prophecy. It was an oath. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be. It was an oath. And Christina, you've seen the difference between a promise and an oath. Okay? An oath is a promise, yes, but a promise at another level. It is immutable, like Hebrews 6 has said. Okay? Immutable. When God wants to show that something is immutable, it cannot be stopped, he makes an oath. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see, that's why the Jews still exist. Because God, what? Made an oath that they always exist. Hitler tried to clear all of them. He failed. Hallelujah. That is why that land will always be theirs. Because even for the land, in Genesis 15, okay, we can't go there now. Even that one, God made an oath to Abraham. He told him, "Go," because like Abraham asked God that, how do I know that I'll possess this land? How do I know? Okay? Man, you can put God to that whatever and say, how do I know? Okay, you've promised me this, but how do I know for sure that I'll have it? Okay? Abraham asked God, how do I know? Let's stand there, okay? Genesis 15, okay? Sorry, Mark, I didn't give it to you. I also thought about it just when I was here. Okay? From verse 8, okay? From verse 8, Genesis 15. Abraham tells the Lord, Lord God, how shall I know that I'll inherit it? In context of what had in verse 7, he's talking about the land. How? For me, God, I just don't want you to just say things. Just talk. Give me evidence. Hallelujah. Okay? Because Abraham can say, God, you promised the other guy land, the other tribe. You promised them land. The Amalekites who came and what? Who threw them out of the land. Now, you're promising me that land also. How do I know that what happened to the other guys won't happen to me? How do I know? Okay? How do I, you give me evidence that for sure, I'll have it. Then go and say, okay. Hallelujah. What did he do? He says that, bring me a three-year-old heifer. Okay? That's a female cow, okay? A three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, a pigeon. Then Abraham brought all these to him and cut them in two down the middle and placed each piece opposite the other, but he did not cut the two birds in two. Verse 11, hallelujah. Okay, verse 17. So after Abraham has done that. Now it came to pass, when the sun went down and it was dark, that behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a burning torch that passed between those pieces. Okay, remember, Christina, when you cut those animals in two, okay, there's blood, isn't it? So now, a smoking oven and a burning torch passed between those pieces. Basically, it passed in blood. It walks through the blood. Hallelujah. Okay? So on that same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham saying, to your descendants, I have given this land. Glory be to God. Somewhere in Psalm 105, I think, it says that it was, he even made it an oath with Isaac. Glory be to God. So these children, okay, this blood, okay, in the middle, okay, where, you know, where the smoking what? The oven and the burning torch passed. Okay, God, now, that was God. Because remember, by this time, Abraham is in a deep sleep when you read the verses which we jumped over. But he has finished to cut the what? Okay? Now somehow he falls asleep. A deep sleep comes upon him. That's when God says that your descendants will be slaves in Egypt. But after 400 years, they will return to this land. Okay? And now that's when also this happens. While he's asleep, he sees a smoking oven and a burning torch walking in the blood. By that blood, you see, when you make a blood covenant, it means that if I don't fulfill my portion of the covenant, okay, my blood should be shed. Basically, I should die. That's what a blood covenant means. Not just okogera yogera just. A blood covenant means, okay, in the past, people used to make blood covenants. They would cut each other, okay? Then they would mix their blood, okay? They would mix their blood. And for some, they would even get like beads or like coffee. Put in the blood of the other, then eat the coffee. Then even that person also does the same thing, okay? So my blood has entered his blood. His blood has entered me. So now we have become one. All right? We have become what? Now we are brothers. He's more a brother to me than my real brother. Okay? By the way, that is why in Buganda, you find people having two names, but of different clans. Okay? When you're in Buganda and you're called Nsereko, you are of the Ukobe clan. You cannot also be called Sendaula of the what clan? Nsenene clan. Okay? Hallelujah. But now, there are some families you find, they have Nsereko, they are called Nsereko Sendaula. Eh? Like Kawariako. Anyway, there are those names. What happens, why is that so? It's because somewhere back in time, either their great-grandfather, whoever, made a blood a covenant with someone else from another clan. And so they became one. Now, they used to use blood also to symbolize that. If you never do your part of the covenant, then your blood has to be shed. Basically, you have to die. Glory be to God. Okay, because there were terms of the covenant. Isn't it? Terms. Okay, I agree, I'll do this and this. You agree, you do this and this. Then we make a blood covenant. Blood, if you don't do your bit, then I have a right to shed your blood. If I'm not able to do it, to shed your blood, then my children have the responsibility to shed your blood. So it becomes a generational issue. These things are not for playing. You understand? My children, my descendants have the right, okay, to shed your blood because you didn't keep the terms of the covenant. Glory be to God. Now, so here we see the smoking oven and the burning torch. You can see here, Abraham is not involved. Abraham is in deep sleep. So who's making a covenant? God is making a covenant with himself. Glory be to God. He's making a covenant with himself. And he said that if I don't fulfill this, if this land, okay, is never given to Israel, to Abraham and his descendants, then I can die. But God cannot die. So meaning that that covenant of the land, okay, no one can stop it. No one can what? That covenant, that land in Israel. People are talking about partitioning the land. The two states, the solution. Okay? God is like, he sits in heaven and he laughs at them. He's like, I made a covenant and I have to fulfill it. If I don't fulfill it, it means I can. It means I die. But I'm God, I can't die. So the covenant has to come to pass. The promise has to come to pass. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now back to the subject matter. On 27th October 2019, exactly 6 years ago, just like Abraham, we offered God our best. And God said that because of that, I swear by myself, just like I swore to Abraham by myself, that indeed you will be multiplied. You will become a multitude and you will be a blessing to the nation. That is unstoppable. Glory be to God. Unstoppable. And by unstoppable, it means no one can stop it. Pastor Moses can't stop it. Hallelujah. Okay? Okay? God forbid. Jesus. God is like, but it still exists and I have to what? To fulfill it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are standing on sure ground. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Standing on sure ground concerning the promise of getting multiplied. Hallelujah. Now, interestingly, I have to say this. After that service, 27th October 2019, remember it was on Sunday? We worshiped God and met, and then God made the oath, isn't it? After that service, remember, the following day is Monday. So, I'm driving my children to school. Hallelujah. I'm driving them to school, okay? Morning, okay? Sunday, Monday morning. And what had happened the previous day at church, God making an oath, was on my mind. Like I was still in awe. Hallelujah. You know, you're walking, you're like, man. Like it is for sure. You're like, God hasn't made an oath. You are like, man. Hallelujah. You know, you feel bad. Up to Monday morning, you're still amazed. Okay? I'm driving to church. It is a thing on my mind. No. Like I'm driving to school. It is a thing on my mind. And at that time, I'm also playing. I have who tuned into a certain radio station, actually Impact FM, okay? I'm listening to it as I'm also in awe, okay, that God has made an oath, okay? So as I'm in that state, the presenter on radio opens his Bible. Then he says that, let us read Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 14, 24 says that, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, as I have thought, so it shall come to pass. And as I have purposed, so it shall stand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You remember, this is what is on my mind. And the presenter on radio says, now, let us open our Bibles and read this. Okay? The Lord of hosts has done what sworn, meaning he has made an oath. Surely, as I have thought, so it shall come to pass. And as I have purposed, so it shall stand. What is that? For me, in my context, it was multiplying, I'll multiply you. Okay? And you'll be a blessing to the nations. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Bridget. We're on something sure. We are not on just a dream. Okay? Concerning becoming a multitude. Okay? Dreams are from God. Okay? Some of them. Okay? Now, in a sense, we're beyond just those dreams which are even of God. Now it is a step higher. We are working with an oath. The oath means that those dreams must by all means come to pass. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. I'll end with Psalm 105 from verse 8. Hallelujah. So I got the title there, someone from that phrase, he remembers. Glory be to God. The Bible says, he remembers his what? Covenant. And he remembers it forever. What is that covenant? It is the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. It is the covenant which he made with who? Abraham, and by the way, it is all about the issue of the land. And his oath to Isaac. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting. By the way, you remember when Abraham cut the animals in two? Okay? He fell into a deep sleep. Okay? Then God made he swore to himself. Okay? So God swore. Now, that means that Israel, okay, having that land, does not depend on their goodness. You understand? Because God didn't tell Israel that if you're good, if you obey my commandment, then you always, that land will be yours. No. Okay? It was an oath. And God made a covenant, in a sense, with himself. Glory be to God. So the issue of Palestinian, the land of Israel, you can't argue, our guy, they're homosexuals, they're LGBT. No, God is like, that wasn't part of the terms. Hallelujah. So, let's go back. Psalm 105, we'll read. Aha. So verse 10 says that God said that to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. And by that time, but there were very few in number, just like us. Okay. Glory be to God. There were very few. Okay. Right now we are fewer than what we're in 2019. When the oath came. But God is like, you still have to exist.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God remembers the oath he made towards us, okay, the oath he made concerning us, okay? He remembers, and he wants us to also remember and be encouraged. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'll end by going back to Hebrews chapter 6, okay? I'm not going to explain anything. I'm just going to read Hebrews 6, 13, what we read before. It says that, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I'll bless you, and multiplying I'll multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For indeed, men swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. That by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation. We who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. Then verse 19 says that this hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Glory be to God. This hope that God made an oath to us, we have it. Well, I don't know about you, but in me, okay, I have it as a sure foundation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This will have to come to pass. Remember it. Remember 27th October 2019. And know that God still has it in mind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.